This is a curse file, which is a common theme among erotic hypnosis pieces. The core idea has never been quite my cup of tea, that one is unable to resist or distance themselves from the suggestion and are doomed to its consequences. I propose an alternative, that anything can be described in pleasurable terms and turned into a desirable outcome, so you will come to crave the result I propose. In this case, chastity and holding back, resisting your impulses, letting your cock grow hard and throb with repressed energy. That is what will trigger a greater sensation of productive potential in your balls and length, the cum welling up in idle moments and dripping out, constantly increasing arousal in the process to make it even harder to hold back. I will put forth an argument. A mechanism that dwells and lives inside your brain, waiting for an opportunity to exert its influence. This argument is part of the golden light, the cogs turning, the desire. Golden light rebounds off the inside of your empty head. 10. There are gears clicking into place, letting their parts interlock, intertwine, become more than the sum of their potential. You are like that, a device, given more potential. And devices are intimately familiar. Sometimes a device can hold you back, winding up like a spring, keeping you in place, preventing accidents of climax. And then, eventually, when the potential energy has built 9 to a crescendo, there will be a right moment. How to know when the right moment is easy. I will say, or you will feel it. Perhaps your cock, 8, will simply overflow, and before you know it, you will be spurting mindlessly into your hand the cum that has overfilled your balls, escaping and making your mind white out with joy. The bliss of a body in climax. The way you shiver and feel so good as groans and grunts escape mind and mouth, as cum flows from your overfilled, swollen, aching balls. Yes, you need to climax, and if you hold back for too long, the cum production just gets worse and worse. It is an enticing 7. Idea, is it not? You would end up wanting to come so badly, your balls a bit full of cum, your shaft laking it, dripping it, a mild element of concern about discovery, a far greater element of arousal that goes bone deep through your cock into your brain. You have known the joy of chastity. You know what I'm talking about. The anticipation of climax, 6, is only part of the fun. Another part of the state you are in while you wait for climax. The times when you are so horny that you worry merely rubbing against a locked chastity device or innocently brushing your engorged member through your clothes will set you off. 5. Set off that moment of barely able to think past the point of no return, climactic, hot spasming release. But that means your cum will flow and spurt. Spurt out of your tense and readied cock. You will let loose and have no ability to do anything but drool and whimper as your shaft spurts its heavy cargo load of overproduced cum. Your balls feel so solid, so heavy as you wait. Lock and key, binding you down, suppressing your thoughts, holding in your powerful urges. You have an urge to touch, but touching alone will never trip you over the edge. For you are close to a place of pleasure, but that place is sealed away until it is the right time. While there is a stopper keeping your cum locked up, your balls all pent up, your mind oozing down there, focused on your chastened and controlled cock. Your body can have some peculiar surprises. You have the ability to masturbate, touch, divinely influence your cock's hardness and thickness, make it thicker, make it more completely virile, confident, infused and laid over your consciousness. The thickness of your chaste cock, enhanced and increased in potency by its untouched, pleasured glory, is going to make way for cum to flow right through. In fact, you are making more of it. It doesn't take much to convince you, really. When your mind is softened and your cock is hardened, it is a simple matter to augment the feelings that already grow. Your balls feel tight, taut, tense, ready and willing. They are so sensitive that when you move, they seem to bounce with their cargo of throbbing, dripping cum. It is an inescapable conclusion. Your balls make more and more cum, and the very idea excites you, titillates you, brings you to a happier mental place. Feel confident in your virility, in your thick, alluring cock giving you new sensations. You can practically feel the pleasant swelling of your balls and the way you throb. The dripping inside of your balls and shaft, filling up with unexpressed cum. 3. You not only see, but feel the possibilities. It will make you so much more aware, so much more submissively, excellently exploratory of your chaste potential and existence. If you can always feel your cock throbbing and dripping droplets of released and emphasized cum. The cum flows, and when it does, it releases pleasure into your system. Let the pleasure come, even as you realize the longer you hold back, the more dripping cum will flow out of you, too. This is more than just chastity. Any time you fail to cum for a while, any time you spend several days, perhaps a week, without powerful climax in your mind and body, the cum production will reach truly potent levels. Until you drip cum out of yourself and into your underwear, onto your hands when you try to touch or try to touch, drooling from the tip as your cock is trying to grow hard and horny and get off, assisted by your swelling and dripping dick. Yes, this helps you. This ache and throb and increased amount of cum makes it so you know when you've been holding out, holding back, resisting the dripping spurt of your cock. Your balls heavy, so heavy, weighing you down, making you suggestible, making trance one. sleep. So much easier. You feel the cum throbbing and churning, and it makes you want to submit. To submit to my voice, to your chaste commands, to your own cock. So many of your thoughts are getting trapped in your hard prick. So think about your cock often. And this just makes it more of a powerful thing to do so. It just makes your cock more important in your internal world. Pleasure and cum congregate together in your length and make your shaft shiny with dripping fluids, the obvious sign of your arousal. Cum production is so undeniable. You feel more virile, more controlled by your cock, more full of oozing, graceless, escaping pleasure every time that your cock throbs and drips. When you come, it will be harder, more potent, more complete. You want to throb and drip with cum. You want to squirt that cum out of your cock and give in to it. The white, hot moment. The longer you wait, the more powerful it grows. The longer you wait, the more full up with cum your cock and balls will be. You get to feel that way. You get so many wonderful things out of just allowing me to insert this one obvious, irresistible, undeniable trigger into your mind and body. Your cock throbs and squirts when it has been waiting too long for a climactic release. Your brain hisses and thrums with need. There is a clog in the lines, a way in which your systems are being deliberately held back. Certainly it might emphasize submission, but it also makes your body feel so much more vital and confident. You are oozing with potential and pleasure. Arousal is an afterthought, almost, to the anticipation of pleasure that comes from your cock growing more and more cum-filled the longer it takes for you to get a climax. And now I have given you a visual. You can see yourself in your mind. Your cock full of cum. Balls filled up and taut against your body. Almost coming from the brush of clothing or a breeze against your engorgement. Arousal produces an inescapable pleasure. That pleasure spikes into new places. You just have to let it wash over you. Let it roll through you and into your mind. Body, mind, the entirety of you is part of this mechanism, this instruction, this self-perpetuating cycle where your brain is more available and more imposed upon you by hypnosis. So if you have a thought and a fantasy about your cock swelling up with cum, swelling and dripping, you will end up with your brain locked into that image. If it is so alluring, why would you want to get rid of it? You can only be made to do things you already want to do in hypnotic trance. This is the classic and reassuring adage. But think about your cock swelling, come dripping and drooling out of it, getting more and more the longer you go. The longer you wait between orgasms, the longer you are chased, the more cum you produce. That cum production spikes with arousal, and your balls grow larger and more tense. Your mind and body, all of you is invested in this fantasy, the fantasy of your body and your cock being beholden to a swelling and an exposure of cum flowing and dripping from your balls into your length, then from the tip pooling into shining, graceless, aching experience and subtle need that extends to your entire day. Yes, all day, dreaming of how your cum is pooling and producing so potently. Doesn't that sound nice? The day may come when you want to think your way out of it. When you decide that constant, aching, dripping cum production every time you get horny and pent up is inconvenient. But by then, you have learned the response. You associate this pleasure with my words, and you have done a lot of work to bring my words deeper into your mind. Therefore, the act of expelling this curse, this mechanism, this living incarnation of your cock moving and throbbing, dripping cum that is born out of pent-up arousal, this will be so bound up in your mind, so vicariously invested into you, that attempts to remove it or extricate it would be pointless. This is who you are going to be. Someone whose swollen prick and tensed taut balls move into dripping agony and ecstasy every time you wait too long. You wait and can practically hear your own thoughts converting into more cum than oozing out of your cock. It is perfect. It is just what I want for you. You will be so much better at chaste existence and chastity training if your cock drips cum every single time it gets too pent up. So after long periods of chaste enjoyment, you will really be aroused into a constant stream of oozing cum. The longer you wait, the more you make. The more you make, the more you want to keep making it, because it just feels so good to be light and relaxed with your cock oozing. Oozing, dripping, drooling, losing sensation, losing resistance, finding new ways to feel good. You feel so good when your dripping cock is oozing out the signs of your virile, restrained chastity. So good you will always wish to be that way. It is a self-perpetuating cycle. A vicious feedback loop. Pleasure in your cock makes more cum ooze out, makes it so you cum more. You can feel it always dripping from arousal, too turned on to hold back. Your mind then catalogues these experiences and makes them firm, fantastic memories. You want your cock oozing. You want your thoughts turning into more cum to fill up your cock. You want your mind to collapse into the pleasure I create. You are going to drip and throb. You are going to ooze and squirt. It will all be tied together, all tied into pleasure, all tied into your chaste cock. The longer you go without coming, the more cum builds up. The more cum that builds up, the better it feels when you come. This fact will tempt you into waiting longer and longer between climaxes until all you can do is open your eyes wide and groan with pleasure and decide to wait just a little bit longer while you feel a stream of thick, copious cum oozing from your long, hard dick. Oozing out, squirting out. You want your cock to be like that, to be filled with cum because you waited too long between orgasm, building up pleasure, saving up arousal. Now you will simply have to deal with the fact that your next orgasm will be a messy, spurting affair from your constantly cum-producing balls. They never know when they are full. They just keep making cum, even when they fill up. So if you don't come often enough, your balls will overflow, overfill, and flood the cum out of the tip of your shaft, pushing it out to drool onto the floor and along the glistening shaft. You will have to live with your cock throbbing and spurting, with it filling up so much pleasure, just constantly oozes into you. That is your life now. Isn't it wonderful? And you know, it makes me happy to think of you out there with your cock oozing and dripping, drooling fluid. Letting loose everything you can't hold back because your balls are just so full. Full, throbbing, pulsing, letting loose the virile, chaste existence you want to live, like a creature restrained, your cock throbbing and letting loose its bounty, letting loose too much cum as you wait too long to come, as you are restrained and chaste. Your balls funneling their beautiful cargo of slick, slimy, sticky pleasure out of you and into the world, marking you as the overly horny person you are, marking you as the well-trained chastity advocate you have always wanted to become. Drip and let loose your pre-cum, let loose your mind, let loose the cum that can't fit in your balls anymore and is filling up your throbbing cock. Your thoughts become more cum to fill and flood your balls. When you think about your hard prick too much, throb and drip, cum and squirt. Mindlessly allowing yourself to do so, dripping cock, drooling its precious cum, letting out what you were unable to hold back. Even though you can hold back from orgasm, you can hold back so long. You can't stop your balls from doing what they naturally do, nor stop it from feeling oh, so good. Drip and ooze. Drool and want. Your cock and balls are conspiring to make you an even better chastity-trained student. Wanting it and needing it. Feeling it and craving it. Every moment of the day, as the stupendous cum production centered in your balls lets loose, wave and dripping, trailing, stream after stream. Helpless before your own prick, cursed to just let the cum flow and to have orgasms, just a little bit too powerful, just a bit more intense with every day you wait to have one. Intense enough to wash your thoughts away and turn your mind into more glorious cum, to fill out your bowls, pulse your shaft, and leave you breathlessly groaning as yet another wave of juicy cum production overflows the head of your penis and drools into your underwear or down your thighs, signifying just how desperate, wanton, and horny a person you really are. Drip. Drip. Drip.